Yo, DJ L Spade, this is the Common Knowledge Podcast. Just a man doing the best he can with what he got. Before I start this podcast, I would like to tell you this podcast is sponsored by BeamMob, a new music streaming service which is free to sign up for, no credit card needed, and it's a whole new listening experience. So please go to BeamMob.com, sign up right now. It is all free, and if you're an artist, you get special deals. All right, now that I got all that out the way, I guess I should start this podcast by saying congratulations to the new president, Joe Biden. Like, seriously, I had a bunch of people telling me Joe Biden wasn't going to be president after he won in November. And it seems like this has been a long, lame duck period. But finally, Joe Biden is the president, and I just want to say congratulations, and I wish him the best of luck. And as an American, you should never wish for the president to fail. That is dumb as hell. That's like wishing a car would crash when you're in the back seat. Like, why would you do that? Like, seriously, rooting against the president is like rooting against the country, dude. It really is. I don't see what people get out of that. You know, and you can check my history. I gave the same congratulations to Trump when he won 4 years ago. Because once again, I don't care about what party you're in. I care about the ideas. And I wasn't rocking with none of Trump's ideas. But, you know, I was also like, okay, well, show me. If this is going to work, show me. And like we all figured out, it didn't work. Which is kind of sad, though, man. President Trump is going to be the case study of how to lose it all, leaving the game. Like, he legit had it all. Only thing he had to do was just sit down, even after he lost. I'm not talking about, like, because he didn't win the presidency. I'm talking about he lost it all after he lost the presidency. Because legit, only thing dude had to do was just sit down, be quiet, leave, get your $400,000 a year salary, continue to get your Secret Service, you know, do some conservative radio gigs, open up some hotels, and that was it. And then come back in 4 years, probably run again. Matter of fact, you didn't have to run. Just, you could have raised money. You could have did Obama, just did speeches, man. But it's so funny, man. Dude just lost it all at the end. And it's weird to me. I just don't get it. Because one thing I learned from former President Trump, one legit thing I learned from him was you gotta build a brand. The brand is everything. There is nothing more important than the brand. Dude rode the brand all the way to the White House. That's what got him in, man. Dude connected with people off that brand and that feeling and rode it all the way in to the White House with a group of Fragger Dagger misfits. It was amazing, dude. And I don't understand, like, why at the end the president will ruin his brand. Because say what you want, man. After that kerfuffle, January the 6th, man, nobody wants to touch him. It's pretty bad when you get kicked off Pinterest, when Pinterest won't even let you get on, dude. That's hard. Not to mention all the tech companies are against him. All the donors are against the Republican parties now, so... Like I said in the previous podcast, the rat's going to leave the ship now. Everybody's going to turn against him. He's a man on the island again, like a super isolated island now. And it didn't have to be this way if dude could have just chilled out. So I don't know what dude going to do now. And spinning off of the Trump is off social media topic, I've been seeing this a lot. And it's really been, I don't want to say aggravating, but it's just, nah, I'm going to say it's aggravating, man. Because a lot of y'all don't know what the hell y'all talking about. And I say that enduringly with love. And it's not your fault. You just listen to what people say and you're just parroting that and you're going with it. But I have a lot of conservative friends on Facebook on purpose because I don't want my timeline to be packed with people who just agree with me. I need to get different points of views and different arguments so I can strengthen my arguments because, truth be told, I'm not a Democrat or Republican. Matter of fact, I feel personally the two-party system is what's really killing America right now, because y'all don't look at politics as something that we all should work together and compromise on. Y'all look at this like gang life or sports mixing in with religion. Y'all take this this political party thing to the next level. Like, if you feel like if you're a Republican, you got to agree with the Republicans. And if you're a Democrat, you got to agree with the Democrats. You're doing this whole politics thing wrong, because you're never going to get everything you want. You're going to have to compromise and capitulate on a little stuff, right? It was never meant for everybody to get everything they wanted. That's not like how the system was built, you know? It wasn't. It was built for the two systems to work with each other. Although that's not happening now, because Democrats look at Republicans as stupid heathens who don't know anything, and the Republicans think the Democrats are pedophiles and killing the country. Like, I don't get it, man. And it really goes to this two-party system, I believe. Honestly, you need to break up everything, man. Everybody needs to have their own party. Matter of fact, I might start the Black Party next year. Because why the hell not? Anyway, what's really pissing me off is a lot of y'all don't know what the First Amendment is. Like, you've been banned off of Facebook. I have some friends who've like banned off Facebook. And they're mad at the new fact checking feature on Facebook. And they're like, look, Mark Zuckerberg is restricting my freedom of speech. Is he? Is Mark really restricting your freedom of speech? Because the fact checkers said you're in violation. And if you do it a couple more times, they're going to restrict your account. Is Mark really restricting your freedom of speech? You know, the argument was also made when Trump was kicked off all social media platforms. They're like, look at them. They don't care about freedom of speech. And I'm going to do something for y'all. Something that a lot of people don't do for you. And I'm going to do it for you right now. But before I do it, let me say why this is so important to me, man. A lot of y'all don't know. I worked in news for multiple years. My undergrad degree is actually in communications, man. Shout out to the staff of the University of Tennessee at Martin. Go Skyhawks, you know. And one thing that my teachers always drove into me was the First Amendment, man. You know, shout out to Miss Tommy, because she dug that in my head. Also, the homie Rodney. Yo, if I told you I had a professor named Rodney, would you think he black or white? Just off topic real quick. I had a professor named Rodney. He was white. I was like, damn, white Rodney. That's interesting. But anyway, white Rodney and the whole crew dug the First Amendment in my head, man. It stuck with me. So, like, when I see everybody, like, misinterpreted it, it makes me kind of sad, bruh. Because y'all just be out here every time somebody disagree with you or tells you that you're messing up, you say, oh, well, it's my First Amendment rights. You infringing on my First Amendments. So once again, I'm going to do something that nobody else does for y'all. I'm going to actually read the First Amendment for you. Yo, here we go. And I'm taking this from constitution.congress.gov, right? And here we go. The First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibit the free exercise thereof, or abridge the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Congress shall make no law. Facebook ain't Congress, yo. Real talk. Only Congress can make a... If Congress made a law restricting your speech, that's against the First Amendment. Facebook ain't Congress. It's a private platform, dude. Before you get on Twitter, Facebook, or any of these social media sites, dude, you have to sign on and agree to their terms of agreement. You know that little box nobody reads and they skip over? Yeah. those terms of agreement. If you violate those terms of agreement, they can kick you off the damn platform. If you don't like it, man, you need to start reading those terms of agreement and find out what you're signing up for. It's not an infringement on your freedom of speech. I give you an example. Pardon the language, but I think you get what I'm trying to say. For example, I can't come in your house without your permission. I can walk on the sidewalk. I can drive down the street, but I can't come in your house, right? Now, let's say you invite me in your house. You're a gracious host. I come in there. I be like, yo, your wife ugly as hell, my guy. You get mad and you kick me out. Was that an infringement on my freedom of speech? Nah, I was being a jerk. So you kicked me out. That's basically what Facebook's doing. Facebook welcome you in their home. You call their wife ugly, and now they're kicking you out. That's all it is, my guy. It's not a violation. And I'm quite sure in your house, you got rules. If I come to your house, I got to abide by. I can't just come to your house and just kick my feet on the table. You know, start slapping around cups, putting down drinks without a coaster. You nasty if you don't use coasters either. I'm just putting that out there. Like, that's the first sign of a classy establishment, coasters. If you don't use coasters, I don't know what to say about you. I don't know who raised you. But that's not an infringement on your freedom of speech. It's a private company. You get what I'm saying? Not a First Amendment issue, dog. It's a you issue. If you don't like it, man, get off Facebook. Now, I will say, there's a problem. A real issue. And the issue is not the First Amendment or your infringement on your freedom of speech. That ain't the problem, man. It's actually a power problem. And let me see, can I break? I'm going off the top of my head, so let me see, can I break this down in a way that everybody can understand? The problem is there is just a monopoly on social media sites, right? There are only so many. There are not any new sites or no options. Like, there's only one main search browser, for example. Like, this search browser is so prominent that people call searching for stuff Googling, right? Like, there's not a new Google. Google is Google, and there's nothing taking Google's place. Like, people don't use different search browsers. It's primarily Google, and that's the same with all these social media sites, right? All these social media sites pretty much have a monopoly on your attention and your time. We need, like, legit more social media sites, right? And I know somebody's going to hit me right now. Well, what about Parler? They got kicked off. That goes back to what I was saying in the First Amendment, man. Like, a private company has a right to kick you off their platform if you're not obeying the rules. However, there is an argument to be made that AWS controls, like, the back end of all these apps, right? Like, Amazon shouldn't be able to control, like, basically 70% of the internet because it's taking care of all the back end stuff. That's not right. Because if you have a problem with Amazon, where can you go next? Right? So that's the issue. It's a power issue, not a freedom of speech issue. And I do think that we need to look into, like, probably breaking up the tech companies and making smaller things. Because one thing about, like, Facebook, this platform I'm speaking on right now, and they'll probably kick me off for saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. The homie Mark Zuckerberg is an asshole. And this is why I say that, man. Like, any new innovation that is made in the social media sphere, Facebook steals it. Like, I remember when Facebook bought Instagram. Instagram was a separate entity. Facebook bought that. Then I remember WhatsApp, because that was popping over here in Japan. And all these Asian companies, they was using WhatsApp. Facebook bought that. So bam, those are, like, some companies they just swallowed up right there. Then on top of that, Snapchat. The main function of Snapchat was disappearing messages, right? And if you screenshot it, it would send you a message, somebody screenshot it. That was the main feature. That what happened? Mark stole that and put it into Instagram. You know? Also, Vine. Vine's whole thing was like reels. TikTok thing was real. What happened, man? Mark just took that and co-opted into Instagram, dude. Clubhouse main feature is making rooms that you can invite people in. And Mark took that and put it in Messenger, dude. Like, that's the issue, man. Mark is an asshole. He's just taking everything. Like, innovation is not really working right now. It's just a monopoly on all these sites. So I can see why people kind of think like, yo, you're infringing on my First Amendment rights because you ain't got nowhere else to go. But it ain't the same damn thing. What we need to be doing is looking at all these tech companies and being like, yo, bro, y'all need to break this ish up. Y'all done got too big. You know? We're supposed to be anti-monopoly, but like in the space of the internet, we really haven't been doing no regulation, man. It's literally been the wild, wild west, and that's killing everybody, man. We need more competition and more sites to go to. Like the thing with Parler, it was known as the white supremacist site, and that was an issue for Parler to work out. Like, dead serious. Like, you being known as the white supremacist site should have like been a flag. Like, maybe we should like do some stuff, you know, because Parler had terms and agreements too. I don't know what they were. I'm not going to sit there and pretend like I did because I wasn't on the site, but I'm quite sure they had terms and agreement and legal jargon that you had to agree to before you can get on the platform. It was just, they get down was, hey, yo, say whatever you want to say. But once again, after the events of November, after the events of January the 6th, and all the planning that happened since Biden won November, I can see why like Oracle and Amazon was like, yeah, man, we can't support that. But once again, I don't know personally if that's a call that I'm comfortable with billionaires, you know, our billionaire overlords making. I don't know. So that's the problem as I see it. It ain't the First Amendment. Once again, Facebook has a right to kick me off this platform tomorrow if they want to. Same with Amazon or any other company. And to be honest with you, man, most of these people who complaining about Donald Trump being kicked off of social media are conservatives. And honestly, you don't even believe that. Like, you don't believe that Donald Trump being kicked off of social media is a problem. And let me tell you how I know this, because do you remember some time back in Indiana, it was a gay couple that went to a bakery to get a cake made for their gay wedding. And it was a big kerfuffle because the owner was like, nah, I don't believe in that. And I should be able to refuse services to any customer. If you thought it was okay for a bakery shop owner, a cake company, to refuse service to a gay couple who had money, didn't do anything besides be gay, and it's not okay for Facebook and all these other social media sites to kick off Donald Trump, who actually did incite violence and broke the terms of their agreements like multiple times before this time, then you're full of ish. And I hope you realize it, because it's not the same damn thing, my guy. I just want to get that off my chest, man. I want to get that off my chest. I ain't going to spend too much time today. I will have my friends on tomorrow, Max. And because I feel like I'm talking to only people who agree with me, I will have my homie Aaron Pugsley. Thank you, Pugsley. On the next 2 weeks, along with some more of my friends too. But I want to end this podcast on a light note. I don't want to be the guy who just talks about politics all the time. Man, that gets boring, dog. Like, come on, dog. I'm a DJ. I'm in Japan. There's a lot of more interesting things I can talk about. That being the case, I want to talk about something that just recently happened in my life that made me happy. Now, as I just previously said, I live in Japan around the Tokyo area. And one day I was at my favorite little coffee shop in Tokyo Station called Brooklyn. I was having me a nice macchiato, a real macchiato, not that crappy Starbucks. Enjoying my macchiato, I look to the left. I see a blue package. I'm like, yo, that looks like Doritos. And to my surprise, it was Doritos. I'm like, okay, it's Doritos. But look, I've never seen a blue package in Japan. What could this package be? I'm like, oh my God, it can't be. And hell yeah, it was. for a limited time only, baby. In Japan, they got Cool Ranch Doritos. Unarguably the greatest flavor of Doritos ever made, my guy. There is none greater. There will never be anything greater than Cool Ranch. Now, why is this a big deal? Well, first, limited. Can y'all see that? Limited. It's only here for a small time. And they don't really know ranch over here in Japan, man. They don't really know what ranch is. And arguably, ranch is one of the greatest flavors ever made to man. So, what's up, Max? Gonna have you on tomorrow, man. Yeah, but they have Cool Ranch Doritos here, yo. Best flavor ever. There is no flavor better than this. Like, look, I'm gonna break this down to y'all. The hierarchy of Doritos flavors is number one, Cool Ranch, right? It's the best flavor ever made. Number two, for you kids out there, y'all don't know this because they discontinued this flavor, but this was like one of the greatest flavors of Doritos ever made. It was a Pepper Jack flavored Doritos they made in the 90s called Jumpin' Jack. Yeah, them jumps were super fire. Yeah. Then depending on your use of Doritos, right? Because if you're making Rotel, and for those of you all not in the culture, I'm not talking about Rotel dip. But, okay. Matter of fact, let me just break this down real quick because it ain't going to make no sense if I don't. So in the my culture, okay, let me say, Rotel is that stuff you buy at the store, right? That's just diced tomatoes and peppers in a can, right? Now, on the can, you see a recipe for dip. In that dip, it calls for Velveeta and a can of that Rotel. You mix it together and you got this savory, nice dip. However, in my culture, it's not really Rotel until you add some kind of protein to it. You know, preferably beef or sausage, right? That's Rotel. And if you eating Rotel, you're probably going to use nacho cheese Doritos, right? So that'd be like three on the hierarchy just because of the Rotel served with a protein inside that dip and culturally served with some overcooked chicken wings. That's how you eat Rotel. You got to have chicken wings, some nacho cheese Doritos with your Rotel. If you don't do it like that, you're not doing it right. But after that, I think it was that spicy version they had of Doritos. And then number five would be the Flamin' Hot Cheetos version of Doritos. It was actually, for a brief time, they made Cheeto Doritos. And them jumps was fire. Because we all know, inarguably, the greatest hood snack ever made was Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Like, I don't know anybody from where I'm from who doesn't like Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Matter of fact, that might be like some cross-cultural stuff, man. Like, I think everybody likes Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Like, seriously. Nah, I ain't gonna tell that story. That story's disgusting. I was gonna tell you about that time I ate five bags of Flamin' Hot Cheetos and what happened. Use your imagination. You probably know. Let's see. Did I get everything? Congratulations to the new president. Y'all dumb and don't know what the First Amendment means? Cool Ranch Doritos in Japan? Yay, happy about that. Yeah, be talking to Max tomorrow, man. That's the Common Knowledge Podcast for today. Keeping it light, keeping it breezy. I want to thank everybody for rocking with me. Once again, thank you to Beam Mob for supporting this podcast. And if you're looking for a new music streaming service that you can use without a credit card and it's free, please go to beanmob.com. That's your boy DJ L Spade. I'm out. Y'all be safe. Once again, congratulations to the new president, Joe Biden. I wish you the best of luck. You're going to need it, my guy. I'm out.